Like Water for Chocolate by Laura Esquivel. By then, the scent of roses given off by her body had traveled a long, long way, all the way to town where the rebel forces and the federal troops were engaged in a fierce battle. One man stood head and shoulders above the others for his valor. It was the rebel whom Gertrudis had seen in the Plaza Piedra Negras the week before. A pink cloud floated toward him, wrapped itself around him, and made him set out at a gallop toward Mama Elena's ranch. Juan, for that was the soldier's name, abandoned the field of battle, leaving an enemy soldier not quite dead, without knowing why he did so. A higher power was controlling his actions. He was moved by a powerful urge to arrive as quickly as possible at a meeting with someone unknown in some undetermined place. But it wasn't hard to find. The aroma from Gertrudis's body guided him. He got there just in time to find her racing through the field. Then he knew why he'd been drawn there. This woman desperately needed a man to quench the red-hot fire raging inside her.